Hey, boss ladies. It is an absolutely beautiful day in Johannesburg today. It's summer here. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, the neighbor's damn dog is barking again. I actually hear birds in the backyard. They are trying to get to some of the kibble in our one dog's bowl. And it's just a really great day, and I'm sitting outside having some tea, and I decided that I would record this for you. Because I was thinking about how I've landed up in this place where I have this life that I do, where I've got freedom to actually spend time with my kids, and I'm starting to do more and more of the work that I love, and I'm getting paid for it, which is great, and I'm doing less of the things that I don't like doing. So besides for the dog barking in the background, which is a minor irritation for me, most of the time, I'm actually in a really great place. And I know that all of us are working towards getting to, you know, somewhere where we can say in our lives, we're in a really great place. And what this comes down to, really, if you think about it, is the choices that we make. So if you find yourself stuck in a rut in the same old, you know, like a hamster on a wheel, if you think about it, just going through the motions, going through the same shit all the time, same crappy relationships, you know, you get a new job, you think it's going to be different, turns out it's not. And, you know, there's obviously a lot of psychology behind it, and that's a totally different discussion around our sense of self-worth and the experiences that we attract into our lives. And we'll talk about that another day. What I'd like to talk about today is about the choices that we make and around understanding why we land up in the situations that we do. So one of the things that we do in management consulting and in business in general is obviously we do a lot of root cause analysis. So we try and figure out how a business has landed up. They've lost market share or they're losing a lot of staff. They've got a very high staff turnover. We try and figure out why. And there's lots of different methodologies that we use in order to be able to do this. But one of the simplest ones, actually, in terms of root cause analysis, is something that Toyota actually came up with in Japan, like in the 70s or 80s already. It's a very well-known methodology, which is the five why questions. Okay, so basically you look at a problem and you ask why, and then you answer that first why. And then you take that answer and you apply why to that again, okay? So you basically ask why five times, and by the fifth why is usually when you get to the real root cause of the problem, okay? So I'd like to actually invite you to do a little bit of root cause analysis in your own life. If you're unhappy right now with the job that you're in or the relationship that you're in, and you're feeling a little bit down in the dumps, I'd like you to try and figure out the root cause analysis and understand that this is hard work, okay? This is a lot of self-awareness, and it takes a lot of maturity to realize that we are responsible for the choices that we make. Yes, there are outside factors, but ultimately, we are responsible for every single choice that we make. And if we want a different outcome in our lives, we need to start making different choices. If we're running into the same old problem at work, then we need to try and figure out why this is happening. And when we know why this is happening, we can start making the changes that we need to make. We can start making different choices. We can start getting a different result. But we can't really make different choices and make informed good choices if we don't know what the root cause of the problem actually is. So it's a little bit of homework, but I'm inviting you to do a bit of a root cause analysis on your own life and to figure out why certain patterns keep on repeating themselves and why you've landed up being unhappy at work or in your relationship or whatever it is. And once you know why and you understand that, then you can go and trace the decisions that got you to that point, and you can actually start making different decisions. It's something simple. If you think about wellness and healthy eating and losing some weight and getting fitter and healthier, if someone is morbidly obese and the doctors are speaking to them around, why do they land up being this way? Yes, sometimes there's some health factors that contribute, but usually it comes down to the fact that they're eating a lot of junk food and stuff that is really bad for their health, and they're not getting enough exercise. So if they want to change their situation, they need to start making different choices. So when they're hungry, instead of having a hot dog, it's a healthier choice to have a chicken salad, for instance. Do you understand how that works? So if you want a different result, you need to make a different choice. But for you to really understand your choices and understand the results that you're getting, the why is exceptionally important. So practice this five why technique. You'll find it works at work and it works surprisingly well in your personal life as well. And I hope that once you get down to the root cause of some of your issues, you can actually set healthy goals and we can start working in our next podcast around how to use the GROW coaching methodology to actually make better choices and reach your goals in a much more positive way. I'll chat to you again.